Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Friday, December 23rd, 2005. This will be the final podcast before Christmas, so Roxanne and I both wish you a very Merry Christmas. She's right here beside me, prepared in a moment to share her customary prayer. Today's message is titled, God's Providential Leading, and it uses a rather terse scripture portion that we may often overlook as we read the Christmas story. In Luke chapter 2, verse 3, and everyone went to his own town to register. Today I want to consider God's leading in our lives. In Luke chapter 2, we have what is likely the most read and familiar Christmas story, particularly in family settings. But the first three verses set the scene. Caesar had decreed a census which required everyone to go to his hometown to register. For most, this was probably seen as merely another nuisance requirement of government. Their lives were disrupted, and I can imagine there was a lot of grumbling against Caesar. Yet God providentially used this decree to place Mary and Joseph in Bethlehem at just the right time, where centuries before it was prophesied that Christ was to be born. The journey for Joseph and Mary from Galilee to Bethlehem was long, about 70 miles, and surely challenging. Do you suppose they questioned why or even murmured some along the way? Whatever mode of transport they used, and the scripture does not tell us, it was surely not an easy trip, particularly considering Mary's advanced pregnancy. Yet, since Mary and Joseph had both heard from God regarding his plan, they were both likely at a point of humble submission. That's a great place to be as we face the inevitable challenges and bumps of life. When Mary was first approached by the angel Gabriel concerning God's glorious plan for her, she responded, "I am the Lord's servant. May it be to me as you have said." This mysterious trip was part of his plan. I ponder this concerning my life today as I seek to stay in the center of God's will. Perhaps you will as well. Many of us, like Mary, have also committed our lives to the Lord as his servants and are confident of his leading. We have abundant promises concerning his steadfast love and care. Yet his way may be uncomfortable and mysterious, and at times may make no sense at all as we go through it. But God calls us to keep trusting and obeying. At some unspecified time later, we will see the bigger picture, and we can be absolutely assured that it will come together for our good, as it did for Joseph and Mary. Stay faithful today, and again, have a blessed Christmas. Here's my wife's prayer for this morning.
Jesus, broaden my faith and increase my understanding as you lead me from day to day. In the midst of Mary and Joseph simply obeying the laws of their government, you had a supernatural event unfold in their lives that would completely change history and completely change my life many centuries later. Help me in the ordinary events of my life to respond with the submissive heart that Mary had. I declare that I am your servant, and I recognize that you can do anything. Accomplish your will in my life.
Amen. And that's my prayer as well. There's an additional thought that I had as I prepared the message, and it is that sometimes our lives might also be disrupted in ways we don't understand due to what the Lord is doing to accomplish his will in someone else's life. Have that awareness, I think will go a long way toward finding the peace and assurance and steadfastness we desire. Well, once again, we both desire that you have a Merry Christmas. Astaire Shirley joins us. She's at school for half a day today. And then we'll have a long break for her. We're looking forward to a beautiful weekend. We're going to be going caroling tonight with some of our neighbors. The back of a, on a wagon on the back of a tractor, a hay wagon. That should be beautiful, and it is a beautiful day today, and actually a little bit unseasonably warm for the Christmas season anyway. Well, have a blessed day today. Again, a reminder, this is a ministry called DailyEncouragement.net. Our website is just that, DailyEncouragement, all one word, www.thebiblecast.net. And there are some additional resources if you podcast listeners have not accessed them yet. A letter from our family and some other materials that are just there by links if you care to go and view them or in some cases listen to them as well. Again, have a very merry Christ-filled Christmas.